Thank you, Kenneth.
谢谢凯宇.
Today I want to look at four things from the scripture.
我们今天一起要来看一看这段经文的四个方面.
That I believe God wants us to remember as we face our fears.
所以这四点是神想让我们记住的，当我们面对惧怕的时候.
Especially the ones that challenge our faith and vision.
尤其是当我们的信仰和我们的意向，我们的看见被挑战的时候.
The first of these four things that God wants us to know is found in verse 1.
第一点呢，是我们可以从43章第一节当中可以看到的。
Verse 1 reminds us that we have been redeemed and rescued.
第一节当中说到, 你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。
But now thus says the Lord.
因为这是神。
He who created you.
因为他是造你的主。
He who formed you.
他, 造成了你，创造了你。
O Israel, fear not.
以色列啊, 不要害怕。
For I have redeemed you.
因为我救赎了你。
Notice that this is a promise in the present tense.
大家注意一下, 这个如果有英文的话, 可以看一下, 这个救赎用的是, 现在的时态。
Why is this promise significant?
为什么这个这么重要呢?
This promise reminds us that our past,
这个让我们想起来我们的过去,
no matter what mistakes or things that we are ashamed of,
不管过去我们因为我们做了什么错是让我们羞耻的,
no matter what our current situation is,
不管我们现今的境况如何,
no matter how you view yourself,
不管你今天如何看待自己,
your value,
你的价值,
is cemented in what God has done for you.
是, 建筑在, 神所为你成就的。
Romans 5:8 says this.
罗马书5章8节说道,
But God demonstrated his own love towards us.
神在此神的爱就向我们显明了。
That while we were still sinners,
当我们还做罪人的时候,
Christ died for us.
耶稣就为我们死。
God did not wait for us to clean ourselves up.
神并没有期待让我们自己洁净自己到一个程度。
He knew this is something that we couldn't do.
他知道, 我们自己做不了什么。
So he made the first move towards us.
所以他, 进行了这第一步。
He paid the penalty that God required.
他付上了这个赎价。
For our sins and mistakes.
为我们的, 这些罪行和罪性。
That is what amazing grace is all about.
这就是奇异恩典,
When we sing that song,
当我们刚刚唱这个奇异恩典这首歌的时候,
it's speaking of God's great love for us.
这个就是在歌颂, uh,
and he did this so that we can move forward in life.
神做了这样的挽回, 才能够继续往前走。
With confidence towards the things he is calling us to.
我们之所以有信心，是因为他呼召了我们。
So when fear says you are not good enough,
所以当惧怕, 的声音在你里面说, 你不够好。
God says you are more than enough.
神说你足够好。When
we confess our sin,
当我们来向神认我们的罪,
and we believe in our heart,
我们并且诚心地相信,
what God did for us through Jesus Christ,
神通过耶稣基督为我们所成就的,
we are told that we become a new creation.
我们, 旧事已过, 就成为新人了。
This is why when the apostles, when they wrote to the churches,
这就是为什么那些使徒给各个教会写信的时候,
he addressed those people as saints.
他称那些书信的收件人叫众圣徒,
not sinners.
不是说众罪人。
The apostles understood,
因为那些使徒, 非常清楚地明白,
that people's identities were not wrapped up in the old person.
一个人的身份认同他, 不在于, 不埋藏于他过去,
but their new identity,
但是他们因着神有着新的身份,
that they take on,
所以他们可以, 有这样的信心, 以新的身份来生活,
because of who they have become in Christ.
因为这些都是耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
God reminds us today,
神今天还在提醒我们,
That he has rescued you.
他今天救赎了你。
He has redeemed you.
他救了你。
And this is a promise that he has made good on.
他这是他的一个无比好的一个应许。
As you face challenges in your life.
当你面对生活当中各种各样的挑战的时候。
Remember that you are more than enough.
清楚地记得你远远你非常好。
Not only are we more than enough.
我们已经足够好了。
But God shows us that he has a plan for our lives.
不仅仅如此，神还告诉我们每一个人，我们每一个人都有一个蓝图，一个美好计划给我们。
Isaiah 43:1 also says.
以赛亚书40:1这里还说到。
Fear not, for I have redeemed you.
你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。
And I have called you by name.
我曾替你的名召你。
And you are mine.
你是属我的。
God not only promises to rescue you.
神不仅仅应许救赎了你。
But he promises that your life has purpose.
而且应许了你，你的人生不是偶然，是有意义的。
And he's calling each one of us to get involved where we are.
他用我们每个人的名来呼召我们，让我们来参与他的计划。
A question for all of us to consider today.
我们今天要一起来思想的问题。
Where or what do you find purpose from in this life?
今生你在哪里或在任何的事物上找到你人生的目的或者意义？
So much of our life choices.
我们人生当中有很多的选择。
Are wrapped up in things like relationships.
然后在各样的选择当中，我们也会遇到各种各样的关系。
School.
学校。
Careers.
工作。
And everyone is looking for significance.
我们在到处寻找我们自我价值。
But I see so many people pursuing significance in things that don't have to do with God.
我看见很多人在寻找他们的价值，而那些根本就跟神无关。
I really believe that people mean well.
我深深的相信，人们非常希望。
And they are really just trying to find purpose in this life.
非常希望找到自己今生的价值，人生的意义。
But so many people.In pursuing purpose,
但是很多人在追求人生目的的时候
，leave God out of their pursuits.
他们把神没有放在这个图画当中。
We take our eyes off of Jesus.
我们从耶稣的身上转开了。
Note, this is the very reason Israel landed in exile.
这就是为什么当时的以色列人他们流亡。
Because they traded in their faith in God,
因为他们将他们原本对神的信仰
for faith in gods made of wood and stone,
变成了去敬拜其他的偶像。
God promises us life and purpose.
神应许了我们，我们每个人人生都有意义。
And he says we were saved for a reason.
我们被救赎是有一个目的的。
Ephesians 2:10 says.
以弗所书2:10说道
For we are his workmanship.
因为我们是他的工作
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
在耶稣基督里做成的
Which God has prepared beforehand.
是神预备我们行善
That we should walk in them.
叫我们要去行善
The point here is that God isn't dismissive of your hard work.
这并不是说神要轻视你的努力
God knows your needs.
神知道你一切的需求。
He knows what you worry about.
他知道你在担心什么。
He also knows what you're good at.
他也知道你擅长什么。
And what you're not good at.
你不擅长什么。
But I truly believe God has you where you are right now for a reason.
所以你要相信神现在把你放在你现在的位置都是有原因的。
I believe when we use the things that God has gifted us,
神希望他所给我们的才能恩赐都能够被他所用
Our talents
我们的恩赐才能
And apply them in such a way that brings glory and honor to God
我们的这些恩赐才能能够用得其所能够去荣耀神
What is it that you believe about your situation or circumstances?
你对于你现在的处境，你能看见神如何做工了吗？
Do you believe God has a plan for where you are?
你相信, 神在你现在处境当中有他的计划吗？
Because I believe God has given you the talents you have.
所以因为我相信神给你各种各样的恩赐才能
to point people to Jesus.
是为了让你引导别人来到耶稣基督面前。
We're told in Matthew 28
我们在马太福音28章当中看到过
that we are to go and make disciples.
就是28章最后一章那里的大使命说 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒
of all nations.
去使万民
baptizing them in the name of the Father
奉父的名给他们施洗
and of the Son
奉子的名
and of the Holy Spirit
奉圣灵的名
teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守
and behold, I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在
to the end of the age.
直到世界的末了
You are where you are today because he wants you to point people to him.
你之所以在今天你所处的位置 是因为神要让你去引导别人来到他的面前。
When we understand that his plan is always to make him known,
他的计划总是要让他的名被众人所知,
you will find the significance that you are looking for.
在这其中你能够找到你人生的价值。
I love that the next thing that we see in Scripture reminds us
所以在以赛亚书这段经文当中 下一个点我们要看到的是
that the call on our lives don't lack his presence or power.
神在我们的生命当中从来都不缺席。
God promises to be with us.
神应许他会与我们同在。
In Isaiah 43, verse 2 and verse 5,
在以赛亚书43章第2节和第5节这里写道,
He reminds the Israelites that he is with them.
他提醒以色列民他一直与他们同在。
In verse 2, he says this,
在第2节他这里说道,
When you pass through the waters,
你从水中经过,
I will be with you.
我必与你同在。
And through the rivers,
你趟过江河,
they shall not overwhelm you.
水必不漫过你。
When you walk through the fire,
你从火中行过,
you shall not be burned.
必不被烧。
And the flame shall not consume you.
火焰也不着在你身上。
In verse 5, it says,
第5节这里说道,
Fear not, for I am with you.
不要害怕, 因我与你同在。
I will bring your offsprings.
我必领你的后裔。
From the east and from the west.
从东方来又从西方,
and I will gather you.
招聚你。
God is reminding the people of Israel.
神在提醒当时的以色列人,
that for all the challenges that they have faced in their history,
在他们历史当中，他们人生当中所经历的所有的挑战,
He was with them.
神与他们同在。
And as you look back in your past,
当你回往你的过往的时候,
I really believe it's in that moment that you can see where God was with you.
我相信你也能看到那个时候神与你同在。
And he's doing this to remind them,
神这么做是为了要提醒他们,
that his faithfulness wasn't just good then,
他的信实不光光只是为了他们,
but good now,
不是为了过去, 也是为了现在,
and good for your future,
也是为你的将来。
What we're learning from these verses is that
当我们在这些经文当中还可以学到,
when we face life's issues,
当我们面对生活当中的挑战的时候,
that we think we cannot do,
我们常常会觉得我们无能为力,
God wants you to know that you are not alone.
神要你知道你不是, 孤单的。
He is reminding us that he is with us.
他想要提醒我们, 他一直与我们同在。
Philippians 4:6,
腓立比书4章6节,
has to be one of the most misquoted scriptures.
也许是一段就是常常被人们误用的一段经文。
And the reason I say this,
我之所以这么说是因为,
because the command begins in verse 6, in verse 5.
因为这段经文不是从第六节开始，乃是从第五节就开始了。
But many people quote that scripture starting at verse 6.
很多人引用这节经文是从腓立比书第四章第六节开始。
Which says, do not be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
只要凡事借着祷告祈求。
With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
But if you look at verse 5,
但是你如果回头再往前看一节的话，第五节的话，
the sentence begins with the Lord is at hand.
其实这段经文是从第五节开始，这里主已经近了。
Do not be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
That pregnant pause is there for a reason.
这里有一个耐人寻味的停顿。
God wants you to know that He is present in your circumstances.
神想让你知道，他与你同在。
It makes all the difference.
这个就带来了一切的不同。
Knowing that the Lord is at hand.
所以我们深切的知道神与我们同在。
And this is the reason why we don't have to be anxious.
所以我们不需要挂虑。
Israel won their battles only when God was at hand.
以色列人，只有在神与他们同在的时候才会赢得那些战争。
Only when they were connected to God.
只有当他们与神连接与神对齐的时候。
Only when we are connected to Jesus.
只有当我们和耶稣基督相连接的时候。
That we are able to stand and face our trials today.
我们才能今天在我们的挑战当中，在我们的信仰当中站立得稳。
And face our fears of tomorrow.
能够面对明天的挑战和困难。
For those who have been redeemed and are called by name.
因为我救赎了你，我曾替你的名召你。
Are also promised that no matter what the situation is.
神还应许无论境况如何。
That you can count on that God is with you.
你可以完完全全的信任他。
And God will not call you into something.
神不会让你进入一些状况
or some place that he is not already occupied.
神不会让你去一些他还没有去在前面走的这些地方。
As you think about moving forward,
当你想着你要如何往前走的时候
and the challenges that your faith and vision will face,
面对那些挑战你想要有一些意向的时候
know that God is present with you.
神与你同在。
Which brings me to my final point this morning.
所以这个就是我们最后要分享的最后一点。
God is making a way.
神在开道路。
God is making a way.
神在开一条道路。
Take a look again at the scripture.
我们再一次来看一下经文。
In Isaiah 43 verses 16 through 19.
以赛亚书43章16到19节这里。
Thus says the Lord.
所以耶和华说道。
Who makes a way in the sea.
耶和华在沧海中开道。
A path in the mighty waters.
在大水中开路。
Who brings forth the chariot and horse.
使车辆马匹。
Army and warrior.
军兵勇士。
They lie down and they cannot rise.
都出来一同躺下不再起来。
They are extinguished.
他们灭没。
Quenched like a wick.
好像熄灭的灯火。
Remember not the former things.
你们不要纪念从前的事。
Nor consider the things of old.
也不要思想古时的事。
Behold, I am doing a new thing.
看哪，我要做一件新事。
Now it springs forth.
如今要发现。
Do you not perceive it?
你们岂不知道吗？
I will make a way in the wilderness.
我必在旷野开道路。
And rivers in the desert.
在沙漠开江河。
So why do you think in verse 18 God says forget about the former things?
你知道为什么在十八节这里说神要我们不要纪念从前的事，不要思想古时的事？
The simple answer to that is
这个刚刚这个问题的答案是
because God is not done working.
因为神还没有停歇他做的工，他今天还在做工。
For all the ways that God has delivered his people.
对于神所拯救的每一个人
throughout the years,
这些年从开始到末了
He still wants us to know that he's not done working.
他想让我们知道他的工作还没有完成。
It's significant in that.
这一点非常，大家记得非常清楚，为什么这么重要呢？
No matter how you feel about your current situation.
无论你在你现今的境况有多惧怕。
God always has a plan and purpose for it.
神总是对你有一个蓝图，有一个计划。
He is using all things for his glory.
他使用万事互相效力。
And he is a God that is on the move.
他是一个开道路的神，他总走在我们前面。
So many times in life, we get caught up trying to make things happen.
所以很多时候我们在人生当中遇到一些转折点，一些低谷。
And in doing so, we miss out on what God is doing.
你有时候会怀疑神到底在做什么。
We become impatient.
你要对神有点耐心。
Or distracted.
或者我们常常在这个时候被分心。
And then we get frustrated when things don't go the way we plan it.
你看到事情总是没有按你预期的所进行的时候，你总是很沮丧。
But we need to remember that it is God who will make a way.
所以我们要紧紧的记住，神在我们前面开道路。
He's not asking us to make it happen.
他并没有让我们自己去拓荒。
Yes, we are invited to be a part of his story.
是，我们是被邀请和他一起来走这条道路。
But this promise makes it clear.
但是这个应许非常的清晰明白。
That it does not depend on us.
这个不在乎我们。
It is something that God is doing.
这是神要负责的事情。
Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life.
华里克牧师是这个很著名的一个畅销书《标杆人生》的作者。
Once said,
他曾经说道，
If it is all about you,
如果这一切都是关于你，
then it all depends on you.
那么将都要依靠你。
But if it is all about God,
但是如果这一切都是关于神，
then it will all depend on God.
那么将都要依靠神。
As you face things in this life,
当你面对你人生的大战小战的时候，
Who or what are you putting faith, your faith in?
你到底在信靠什么呢？
I don't know what the rest of this year will look like for each of us.
我不知道就过去的年岁你的人生是怎么过的。
But I do know this,
但是我知道的是，
that you do not have to be afraid.
你不需要真的是自己一个人在那儿挣扎。
As fear looks to paralyze our faith,
因为惧怕能使我们的信仰瘫痪。
Remember God's faithfulness.
我们要相信，我们要清楚地记得神是信实的。
Remember the words of the scripture today.
记得今天我们读的这以赛亚书第43章的经文。
That God has redeemed you.
神救赎了你。
He has called you.
神曾提你的名召你。
He is with you.
他和你同在。
And he goes before you.
而且他在你面前开道路。
Making a way.
开道路。
Today I want us to think about a couple of questions as we close.
当我们今天快要结束的时候，我请大家来思考一些问题。
It starts with the one that God asked in verse 19.
这是在刚才读的以赛亚书43章19节当中说的。
Can you sense what God is doing in your life?
你能够感知到神正在你的生命生活当中做工吗？
If not, why?
如果不能，为什么呢？
What is it that is getting in the way of your faith and vision?
到底是什么在成为你的信仰和你的看见意向的绊脚石呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray, Lord, that we would not be consumed by fear.
主要我们来感谢赞美你，因为惧怕不是从你而来。
There are so many things in this world to be afraid of.
世界上有各种各样的事情让我们来害怕。
We have just gone through a very hard year.
我们过去的这一年多，我们非常的艰难。
And so many people are still feeling the effects of it.
很多人还在这个惧怕当中，过去的一年当中的一个后遗症当中。
But God, I pray that each one of us can move forward in confidence.
主啊，我们祈求你，你来帮助我们每一个人，因着依靠你，我们能够有信心的往前走。
That you have solved our biggest issue.
你能够解决我们生命当中任何大的小的事情。
That you have redeemed us.
因为你救赎了我们。
And rescued us from a life of sin.
你为我们的罪做了赎价。
And you have called us.
因为你呼召了我们。
to do the works that you have prepared beforehand.
要去, 你让我们要去行的善。
Knowing that we don't have to be afraid.
所以我们可以大胆来到你的面前，不用惧怕。
Because you are with us.
因为你与我们同在。
And that you go before us.
而且你在我们前面。
Making a way.
开道路。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢赞美你，耶稣基督。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。